This is All About Living with Carol Colby. All About Living is brought to you by Gunderson Funeral Home Cremation Care, Turville Bay MRI and Radiation Oncology Center in Madison. All About Living with Carol Colby.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome again to All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTDY. Remember, this program is also available on carolcobyradio.com, so you can listen at any time at your convenience for the programs that we offer you and listen to the wonderful guests that each week appear on this program. And certainly this week is no exception. Hope you're having a wonderful holiday weekend. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and perhaps you're relaxing back and trying to recover from having a wonderful meal and time with family and friends. And this is our annual time when All About Living can welcome to the program Alice and Dairyland from Wisconsin. And each year, Alice comes about this time of year because we want to talk about something special from Wisconsin, those special products, agricultural and dairy products, products that are made and grown and developed here in the state of Wisconsin that are not only good for us and good for all of us to purchase and use in our own households, but they make great holiday gifts. So, Katie Workus, you are the 64th Alice in Dairyland, and this is the first time I've met you. And I have met many of the former Alices, and of course they were current Alices at the time they were on this program, but I have as my listeners have heard before, but I'm not sure, Morgan, that you know this. The reason that it's so special that Katie is here is that I am a former Alice myself.
I did not know that.
I didn't think so. But there's a few decades difference in the years that we served. And you are the 64th, and I was earlier on. But it was a marvelous experience, and I don't think that I would be here today on this program had I not been Alice in Dairyland, because as you can attest, we spend a lot of time on radio and television.
Yes, we do.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. I know that you are from Athens, which is outside of the Wausau area, but tell me a little bit about your background, Katie.
Well, I grew up on my family's dairy farm, and I actually wanted to be Alice in Dairyland since I was 4 years old. I had pointed at a picture of her in the local agriculture newspaper and told my mom I wanted to be her. At the time, it was because I had this favorite cow. Her name was Rainbow, and at the age of four, I could have talked about her for days. And as I grew up, I realized it wasn't just my cows, but it was all of Wisconsin cows, as well as everything from those cows to the cranberries, the Christmas trees, to the corn.
And what is the role of Alice in Dairyland? I think that always surprises people that it's an official state position.
It's a one-year public relations position with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. So I really serve as Wisconsin's agricultural ambassador, which a lot of people think it's just the dairy industry, but it's all of Wisconsin agriculture. But dairy industry is a very big part of that as well.
Well, I remember the selection process, and it was quite intense over a period of about 3 days or so. A lot of getting up in front of people, a lot of speaking, but also a lot of just mingling with people and developing relationships in settings where there are a lot of people. And when Alice in Dairyland is there, she sometimes is set apart, and there's a certain role of making people feel comfortable and welcome to come and talk with you as well.
Exactly. You're at a lot of events where you're more mingling. I mean, you'll give your speeches as well, but you have to make those connections when you're out and about in the crowds as well. So it's a lot of the selection process, as you said, is 3 days where you're doing presentations, radio and television interviews. But a lot of times you're on tours, agribusiness tours, learning about the industry, as well as they're looking to see how you relate to the different all the different aspects, from the dairy farmers to an elite scientist and everything in between.
Besides wanting to be Alice in Dairyland from the point when you were a little girl and saw the picture, what was your background? What is your educational background and your experiences that really prepared you for this position?
Some of my big experiences were showing an FFA and 4-H at my local county fair. That's really where I learned that I love to educate people and about the agriculture industry, and that's really my goal throughout my year as Alice in Dairyland, to educate them about, you know, the great producers we have as well as all the great products we have. And then I went to school at the University of Wisconsin, River Falls, where I double majored in agricultural education and math. And following my year as Alice, I will be a middle school math teacher.
Wow, that's outstanding. And you're really excited about it.
I am extremely excited to be a middle school math teacher and to get in the classroom.
And you've had a little bit of experience in the role of being a representative of facets of the agricultural and dairy industry.
Yes, I served as Wisconsin's 2008 Wisconsin Jersey Queen, and I was a 2009 Wisconsin Valley Fairs to the Fair. And in that role, I promoted our county fair as a great place for the youth to be involved in agricultural exhibits, but also for the communities to come out and learn about Wisconsin agriculture.
Agriculture is a huge industry and particularly huge to the state of Wisconsin. I just heard an economist speak, in fact, at a downtown Rotary meeting this week. The agricultural industry is really big to the state of Wisconsin as it is to the nation. And I heard an economist speak this week at our downtown Rotary meeting, as a matter of fact. He was from Chicago and from the Federal Reserve. And he was talking about how Wisconsin sits in the economy of the nation, and that we fare a little bit better than other states because of our strong agricultural industry. And tell me about the agricultural industry in Wisconsin.
Here in Wisconsin, we have so much to be proud of in the state of Wisconsin. That's one of my favorite things when I go out to visit different community groups and speak with them. Their thoughts after I get done speaking is, wow, we have so much to be proud of. And it's so, so true. Agriculture generates over $59 billion to our state's economy. We have, of course, those award-winning Wisconsin cheeses. We have all those great products. But we also are number three in potatoes. In the Central Sands, we grow a lot of potatoes, and those are extremely healthy for you. One medium-sized potato only has 110 calories and has a lot of potassium as well as vitamin C, so they're very healthy for you. We also, of course, have those great cranberries, which I actually got to go on a tour of a fresh cranberry bog and see them packaged as well. And some of the Wisconsin bogs are over 100 years old that we have here in the state of Wisconsin. So I got to see them bouncing along. A lot of people don't know that fresh cranberries and the ones that are good for eating will actually bounce. So they went through a bounce test. And
really?
The good ones are separated out, and the bad ones won't bounce, so they get separated out.
Aren't we number one in cranberries?
We are number one in cranberries. We produce nearly 60% of the U.S. supply of cranberries is grown right here in the state of Wisconsin.
What about some of the unusual products that we don't think about? I remember that ginseng used to be a big Wisconsin product.
Ginseng is still a very big product. Actually, Marathon County is the number one producer in the United States, the number one county in the United States for ginseng production, and we are still number one as a state. And we are also we have the world's largest horseradish farm up in the Eau Claire area, as well as we have the largest pheasant farm, and we are also number one in mink. So we have some very very unique products as well.
So the agricultural industry is huge. It produces a lot of products, but it's really extremely important to our state economy. And one of the things that we can do is participate in it by being consumers of our Wisconsin products.
Eat all those great Wisconsin products and consume them.
When we go into the store, we often see the Something Special from Wisconsin label. And what does that mean?
So the label is a red label, and it says Something Special from Wisconsin, and the words are in white and yellow. And that guarantees that at least 50% of the ingredients, the production, or the processing activities happens right here in Wisconsin. So when you see that label, you truly see something that is from Wisconsin.
Our guest today on All About Living is Katie Workus. She's the 64th Allison Dairyland here in the state of Wisconsin, and she has a contractual position as Allison Dairyland with the Wisconsin Department of Agricultural Trade and Consumer Protection, and this position dates back to 1948. And I have talked to several secretaries of the Department of Agriculture over the years, secretaries here in Wisconsin, and they all say that the Allison Dairyland program is one of the best bargains the state of Wisconsin has, that this program does a better job of promoting Wisconsin products than so many of the other marketing efforts, and it is a real treasure for the state. We're the only state that has an Allison Dairyland type of position. There are states that have people that represent certain industries or whatever, but that's kind of an industry promotion. But to be a civil service employee of the state of Wisconsin in such a position is, once again, Wisconsin is unique. And Katie Alice has brought several Wisconsin products to the studio today. We're going to talk about them. They make great gifts for the holidays. And we'll do our best to bring them alive on radio and help your imagination envision the beauty of our Wisconsin products and all the goodness that are in them. So stay tuned. This program and this segment is brought to you by Turville Bay MRI and Radiation Oncology Center in Madison, where expertise with compassion is powerful medicine. I'm Carol Colby, and you're listening to All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTDY.
This is All About Living with Carol Colby, Madison 1670 WTDY.
Welcome back to our program, and Katie Workus is here today. She is the 64th Allison Dairyland for the state of Wisconsin, promoting Wisconsin's agricultural and dairy products. And it, from the information I have, and actually from my own experience when I was Alice many, many years ago, Katie, you travel somewhat around 40,000 miles around the state and the surrounding areas and promoting our Wisconsin products and encouraging people to buy them, to use them. And right now, the beginning of the holiday season, to certainly give Wisconsin's products something special from Wisconsin as holiday gifts. And I wish that all of you listeners could see what I'm viewing in front of me. She's got Wisconsin products all over the place. So let me turn it over to you. And what are some of the suggestions of what people can use for the holidays as gifts and in their own home?
There are over 430 different companies, something special from Wisconsin companies. So we'll start off with one of my favorite items is chocolate. So we got some great chocolates here from Confections for Any Occasion by Joel. And it's just a one-pound gift of assorted chocolates, and it's all neatly packaged for you, and you're ready to go with something. If some of you have a chocolate lover in the family, start off with some great chocolates from Confections for Any Occasion. And next up, we also have something that smells great. And it's Door County Cherries they use, and it's Heaven Scents Gardens, and they use Door County Cherries to make bath salts, to make a lip balm, to make lotion, to make soaps as well. So you can smell those great Door County cherries all year long and get another great Wisconsin product. So if you have children that you have gifts for, this is something, a great gift idea is Jumping Jackie. It's actually based out of Mineral Point, and it's about a cow that it's a baby calf, and its mother was a high-producing cow, and this Jackie just wants to jump. So it's a great story, has great illustrations throughout it that any child would love to get in there.
Well, that's a beautiful present. Book.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's not a small book. Let me just explain it. It's it looks like a, 9x12 or 8.5x11 yes. size or whatever, and it's got a colorful picture of a cow, and what a great story. What are the age ranges that book would be?
I would say this would be like 5 to 8 years old. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and even those children.
Great illustrations. Yes. Okay, well, this is the first time I've seen a book.
Yes, a very nice book for those children. Right. For the adults, we also have some other things. We have some Nuglaris beer. Oh. So Nuglaris is something that's only sold here in the state of Wisconsin. Some people are surprised by that. It's only sold here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, I am surprised because that's becoming very, very popular,
yes,
the Nuglaris beers.
They're keeping it special to Wisconsin, though. Another thing that's special to Wisconsin is, of course, our great cheeses. We have here some Widmer's cheese from Widmer's Cheese Cellar, and this is their brick, which is actually a Wisconsin original. And they're offering three different size gift boxes. So if you have somebody that you want to ship something to out of the state of Wisconsin, give them some of those great cheeses. They have three different sizes gift boxes to send some of the great cheese outside the state. We also have some beef jerky. And it's Wayne's Jerky, and everybody loves a great snack. So not only are these items for every occasion and for the holiday season, but something when you're traveling, some great healthy snacks as well.
And they have a little label on the front. I see locally made.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's an in thing now to eat local, to buy local.
Yes,
so it's kind of a cool thing to do. So besides there being, you know, excellent products, it's just a new way of cultural change that is occurring.
Exactly. So be cool and eat some Southeastern Asian spicy sweet and sour dipping sauce. It's from Penny Lane Farms, and you can use this as a marinade. You can use it with all your meat. So it's another great product that is here from Wisconsin. And if you want to put all these products I just talked about together, it'd make a wonderful gift basket for anyone.
So right, and that's how you, with this particular assortment, you had packaged them together as a gift basket that could be sent. How do you find these individual products? Like when somebody might say, oh my gosh, I want to get some of those Cherries or that book. Mm-hmm. How would you locate those?
The best thing to do if you heard a product on here was go to saverwisconsin.com and then search for the product that you want. Otherwise, somethingspecialwi.com, and all these companies are on there, and you'll be able to hook up to their website, otherwise to get in contact with those different companies as well.
Savor Wisconsin, and that's S-A-V-O-R, Wisconsin, one word,
yep.
.com. And the other is?
somethingspecialwi.com.
SomethingSpecialWI.com. We will include those websites on the program that when it will be posted next week on CarolColbyRadio.com, and then we'll have a little write-up and we'll have those websites so people can just click on those and get to the websites. So yeah, that's a wonderful assortment, and it's a nice grouping of choices that offers variety.
Everything from those chocolates to the beer to some dipping sauce. And, I mean, you can have also, when you're entertaining gifts, you could slice up some of this great Wisconsin cheese and have some dipping sauce for the pretzels. So there's lots of different options that we have here as well.
And one thing that's nice when you're sending it as a gift, it has the Something Special from Wisconsin mm-hmm. label. Mm-hmm. So people know, and if you live in Wisconsin, you're sending it to another state, that people are getting Wisconsin products. And it just, you know, kicks it up a notch as far as making the gift item special.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and you have another.
We do have another
box of gifts.
Tilly's Toffee. This is one of the items that everybody goes goo-goo over. It's a Tilly's Toffee, and they're made in small batches for a gourmet taste. And everybody at the department was like, you have Tilly's Toffee this year? So this is definitely something special from Wisconsin, and it's also something that tastes incredible. We also have another a wine this time, and it's a Cedar Creek wine. It's their Christmas blush is what it is. And so this would be great as a hostess gift for a mm-hmm. Christmas party. Otherwise, in addition, it'd just be great with hors d'oeuvres or whatever your Christmas meal as well. So a great Christmas blush from Cedar Creek, and any hostess, I'm sure, would love to have that. Along with wines, we have this pack of seasoning. It's called wine seasoning, and it's very, very colorful as well. So it's very, very festive in that sense. But it also, you can add in a bottle of wine. Otherwise, your favorite soda that you can add in and mix in, and it goes great with dipping pretzels in. Otherwise, it goes great on different meat sandwiches as well. And this one is cranberry flavored as well. So
you actually mix that with wine.
You mix this with wine. Otherwise, it says mix contents with a half cup of wine and 8 ounces of cream cheese and let stand for 4 hours. And if you don't want to use wine, you can use a soda as well.
Mm-hmm. Or a grape juice or something like that.
Exactly.
But what a clever idea.
It has a great color to it. In addition, we have Augusta's Antipasto. If you want something for entertaining, this is an Italian dipping sauce, and it has a lot of local Wisconsin products in it that they have. They have colorful or green peppers, tomatoes, artichokes, olives, so lots of different great vegetables in here for an Italian dipping sauce for an hors d'oeuvre or before the meal would be a great idea. We also have some barbecue sauce from Howling Wolf, and this particular variety is the cranberry orange sauce, and they also say this is not only good for barbecuing, but is also great as a salad dressing. So that'd be great on any salad, watered down a little bit so it's not so thick, and then you have a great salad dressing as well as besides a barbecue sauce.
And that's different. It's a little unusual to get a cranberry orange versus, you know.
Yeah, and it's using some more of those great Wisconsin
smoky
products.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we have lots of great products. We also have from them is the Bozzano's Artisan Meats, and they actually make some salamis. They're an artisan meat, just like we have our artisan Wisconsin cheeses. It takes about a month for them to get very intense full of flavor, so it's a month process for them to make those great artisan meats.
When you use the term artisan, what exactly does that mean?
That means that there's more crafting going into it. It's more of a small batches. It's more. It's not a known flavor. It's more of their own particular recipe that they're putting together. So it's very, very flavorful. And I actually tried it at the Wisconsin or the Madison Food and Wine Show that they had. They were actually there and giving out samples. And that's the first time I had tried it, and it was exceptional. Very, very intense flavor. Not like hot, spicy, just very, very flavorful, and made your taste buds come alive with it as well. So, and we also have in this group another great Wisconsin cheese company, and it's the Crave Brothers, and they're a farmstead cheese company that the milk they produce from their farm goes right into making their mascarpone is what it's called, and it's a spreadable cheese that can be used in place of any cream cheese that you want to use. So if you're making anything to do with cream cheese this holiday season, you can use that mascarpone, and use another great Wisconsin cheese.
Isn't that, it's often used in Italian recipes and can be used just as a nice frosting or whatever.
Yes, it can be used. It's spreadable, so anything mm-hmm. that you want to use, and it doesn't have an overpowering taste. It's a very natural, light flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. So it's not great. Super, super rich. So if you're trying to cut back mm-hmm. the richness a little bit, and yeah, it's great. And it's a different option instead of using the regular
cream cheese
standards.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Well, this is great. And what's so interesting, I think years ago when we thought of Wisconsin products or sending mm-hmm. something, well, I'm going to send my sister-in-law a box of Wisconsin cheese or some mm-hmm. cheese and sausage, which is wonderful. But the variety has expanded so much, and you can get really creative.
Just get a gift basket and start grabbing some of those great products and put it together. And there's something really for everyone in this thing. And there's something for every occasion. And some of these are staples in your closet that you can have. I mean, barbecue sauce, you need that, throughout the year, the cheese, the different sauces. So, and some of those favorite specials. Specialty items too.
Well, if you're shopping in the stores and you see anything with the Something Special from Wisconsin label on it, you know that that's authentic Wisconsin products and that it's been grown, developed, created here in the state of Wisconsin and makes an excellent gift for family members or people out of town or wonderful things for you to use in your own household as you make plans for the holidays. And our guest today who is presenting all of these Something Special from Wisconsin products is Katie Workus. She is the 64th Allison Dairyland. And we are going to take a break right now and come back while she begins to open another box of yet another array of Wisconsin products. How many did you say there's
over 430 total Something Special from Wisconsin companies, and those are the companies that choose to be enrolled in this program. There's many other great companies as well.
And you'll find out on carolcobyradio.com exactly how you might tune in to and go online and check out any of these products. This segment of our program has been brought to you by Home Health United. You got a friend right here online at homehealthunited.org. And we'll be right back with more of All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTDY after these messages.
This is All About Living with Carol Colby, Madison 1670 WTDY.
We're back with Katie Workus, our 64th Allison Dairyland here in the state of Wisconsin. She spends her time full-time for 1 year promoting Wisconsin's agricultural and dairy products and agribusiness around the state of Wisconsin and surrounding areas. And she's here today because it's the holiday season already. It's back again so soon.
It came back so fast.
It certainly did. And she has many, many products here that are something special from Wisconsin. They're made, they're grown, they're developed, they're created here in our state of Wisconsin. And they make great products for us to use in our own homes over the holidays. And they're especially wonderful gifts. So you've been talking about, it's just there's 400 plus products here in the state of Wisconsin that are under the label of something special. But one of the products that is just a mainstay in the holidays in homes is the Christmas tree.
Yes.
And Christmas trees are a big Wisconsin product. And how many do we know how many growers or trees that we produce?
We have about 1,400 Christmas tree growers throughout the state of Wisconsin.
1,400?
1,400, and they produce about 1.8 million Christmas trees every year. That really generates over $50 million for our state's economy. So it's a big thing here in the state of Wisconsin. I know every year my sister and I go out to one of those growers and cut down our Christmas tree. It's my sister and I that go and get to pick it out, and we go through the different trees, and we shake off the ones we want to look at, and we come back to the one we finally select, and we're out there cutting it down. So,
well, yes, there are lots of options. I mean, we can go to a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. They have the stands or the lots retails all over the
yep.
place, and we can pick one out there. But there are places also to go and make it a family affair and go out and cut a Christmas tree down.
There's some that are all about the experience where they give you even a wagon ride, and then you go out there and you choose your tree, and then you cut it down. Then they'll have like hot cider and hot chocolate. So there's a variety of them that offer different opportunities at everyone that you can go to.
Well, in today's economic times, when people are making things a little bit simpler and looking for the kind of the real life experience instead of having to go out and spend a lot of money. Well, that makes for a wonderful family day to go out to a Christmas tree
and then you
farm.
Have something to show for afterwards. You
Absolutely.
Have your Christmas tree to bring back home. And I mean, there's more than just the Christmas trees. They also make lots of wreaths as well as swags for you to decorate your home as well. So there's many options to get that great Christmas tree smell, pine smell throughout your home.
And there's a greater sense of ownership when you go out and pick it out, maybe cut it down yourself and bring it home, and you get up every day and look at it, and I was there from the beginning.
Exactly. Yeah. And one of the things that my sister and I always make the mistake of, our trunk is usually too big to fit in our stand, so I think we need a bigger stand at home. My sister and I always get the bigger ones.
Well, I bet they sell bigger stands, I can tell you that. There are many stores in Wisconsin, Katie, so you can go and get a bigger stand.
I'll have to do that.
But one of the things this year, our Christmas tree industry is really being highlighted here in the state of Wisconsin because the White House has recognized that Wisconsin grows great Christmas trees.
Yes, we have a representative, a tree from Wisconsin that's going to be in the White House from late November through the holiday season. And the reason they got this honor was because the family, the Schraders, actually won the National Christmas Tree Contest back in August. And then a representative from the White House came out and picked out an 18-foot Christmas tree that will be displayed throughout the holiday season.
That's wonderful, and I didn't even know that there was how that is selected. But the Christmas tree growers that want to participate go in August, and they actually take a tree.
Well, what happens
to the competition?
Is they have to win their state. They have to become their state representative. Once they become their state representative, then they can go on to the national competition, and then from there, one person is selected as the grand champion, and then that grand champion will get the honor of having a tree in the White House.
Well, I was reading about the couple that grew this year's Christmas tree, and they have participated in this national contest for several years and came close and came close and came close, almost won, but this year they did win. It was just a really exciting experience for them. They're from what? We're Marquette County?
They're from Marquette County, and it's going to be great to have that 18-and-a-half-foot balsam fir in the blue room of the greenhouse. So that'll be exciting to see as well. And there's going to be over 100,000 people will likely see that tree on display in the White House. So that'll be incredible. And this is the seventh tree that Wisconsin has been able to supply since 1966. So this is the seventh time that Wisconsin was selected as the grand champion since 1966.
I heard on the news this week, there was some conversation about, oh, there's an extra tax on Christmas trees or whatever, and of all the things that we don't need to be taxing. And it was one of those stories that was taking on a life of its own, and it was a lot of misinformation. And I have since learned that the Christmas tree growers, in order to promote the concept of using real trees, because there are so many options available now, the synthetic trees that we can get, and they want to promote real trees. So this is a marketing endeavor that they are doing, that they are joining together like the Milk Marketing Board does or other product organizations. And they are actually putting money in to market the concept of using real Christmas trees versus the artificial.
So yes, go on and get those real Christmas trees. And there's lots of them throughout the state of Wisconsin. As I said, there's about 1,400 Christmas tree growers throughout the state of Wisconsin. I'm sure you'll be able to find one in your backyard or otherwise a retail location near you as well.
Right, and there's no additional tax that you have to pay on this Christmas tree in order to promote Christmas trees. So let me clarify that in case you heard one of those misinformation bits of news. But let's get back to the other products that you've bought. Christmas tree fills up a whole living room, but now you've got boxes of little items that we can use to put in a box and ship off to other people or take home.
Or to put them right underneath your Christmas tree. We have some Clementi's signature garlic sauce and marinade. And what's great about this product, and what's something I've seen over and over with these products, is this. What they say on here is since they've been making it since 1964, but this is the first time it's been available to the public. So they've only had it available for about a year now that they've actually have been selling to the public, but they've been making it. It's a family recipe that's been passed down through the generations for
So the family
years.
Only used it themselves?
Yes, the family only had used themselves, and they loved it so much, and everybody was, I'm sure, commenting on how great it was. So they finally went public with it just over a year ago now. So this is Clementi's signature garlic sauce and marinade. So there's a lot of these. The Tilly's Toffee that we talked about before. before was a family recipe that I've been passed down through the generations. And there's a lot of great ones. Our next one actually is another one like that. And it's actually crab dip or lobster dip that they have. So now you're thinking, crab or lobster, how is that from Wisconsin? Well, they use a lot of dairy products as well as locally grown products in with the crab and lobster that they have, and as well as it's being processed right here in Wisconsin. So this is from Heart Gourmet Dips, and these dips are incredible. You can find them at many of your local grocery stores, as well as you can go online and find their website as well. So that's Heart Gourmet Dips, and it's a home-based family-owned business, and she actually used to own a restaurant, and everybody loved her dips. They went on the restaurant business, sold their restaurant, and she kept making the dips.
Package them. Tell me again those websites, too, that people can go to find all of these products.
All these products can be found on savorwisconsin.com, SAVOR, Wisconsin spelled out, .com. Otherwise, something special, WI.com as well. Mm-hmm. So another one we have is some great granola. It's from Inside Out Wellness. And if you want to put granola on top of your yogurt or on your cereal, whatever it may be that you want to add it. And this is an apple banana nut granola. Mm. And it just looks absolutely wonderful. They also offer flaxseed crackers as well. So it's called Inside Out Wellness, and it's from right here in Madison.
You could have themes of baskets, and you could put together something healthy from Wisconsin.
There you go.
A food basket and use many of these products.
We have a summer sausage here, garlic or organic beef summer sausages from Lang Farms, and they are available for sale on the family's farm, as well as they have a place down in Platteville as well that sells them as well.
When they say organic beef, what does that mean? How is that different?
That means organic beef, there's certain regulations that they have to go through to be certified organic, and from there there's different procedures that they follow. The feed that they have has to be certified organic, and they will not use any antibiotics as well. So it's a process that some of the farms choose to go through, but all Wisconsin producers are extremely high quality and produce a very, very good product for us all to enjoy. Another product from that area you may have heard of was Martha's Hot Mustard.
Yes.
You've heard of this.
Yes, I have.
A lot of people have heard of this one. It's a great hot mustard. You can eat it just plain with pretzels on a sandwich. You can also mix it with a little bit of sour cream or cream cheese and have a great dip as well. So it's a thing that you can do for a hors d'oeuvres that doesn't have a lot of prep work right there. So that's a great idea for entertaining. Metcalf's Market has over 2,500 different local products. So they're actually offering different something special in Wisconsin gift baskets this holiday season. So maybe December 24th, if you haven't picked up a gift idea, you might be running into Metcalf's Market. They'll have some great gift baskets. But anytime
well,
before
that's
then
wonderful.
As well.
I didn't realize they were doing that. That's great.
Yes, they're very big supporters of the Something Special from Wisconsin program and do a lot of marketing for that as well. And they offer these great baskets for a great gift idea that doesn't require a lot of work. Just run over to the store and pick it up. We also have some soaps to keep you clean this holiday season and throughout the year. This is Opie's Goat's Organic Goat Milk Soap. So it's made from goat milk, and they have mulled spice, and then they have soap, just soap. So some great soaps for you to clean up, and it's great for all skin types and even better for problem skin. So throughout the year, you can use that great soap, and especially during this holiday season. And to round out this grouping, we have a wine from Weggie's wine. It's a Leon Milton, and it looks like a great wine. They also have a variety of wines. They actually are Wisconsin. They have the most Wisconsin-produced wines. They have over 30 of them that are made from Wisconsin grapes right here in Wisconsin.
And they're made from Wisconsin grapes.
Yes, they are. They are. They're one of those.
Because sometimes the grapes, you know, the processing is here, but the grapes come from elsewhere.
Exactly. So they have over 30 different wines, from the dry red to a sweet fruit rind. So, and about 80% of the products are actually grown right in Richland County, so not too far away from here.
What I have noticed is the increasing number of beers and wines that are coming from Wisconsin.
That's what somebody else has said over the past 10 years, what the increase has been in those industries and how we're getting really some of those great wines and great beers being produced right here in Wisconsin. So definitely there's lots of great products here in Wisconsin.
Well, we're going to stop for another break, and while you begin to open another box of Wisconsin products, and we'll come back and talk about a few more Wisconsin products and also a little bit about the message that you deliver to young children, to school children, because I know that within this array of foods that there's an underlying message of healthy living and healthy eating, and that can be accomplished greatly through the use of Wisconsin products. Our guest today is Katie Workus, the 64th Allison Dairyland from the state of Wisconsin, and you're listening to All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTDY. This segment of our program has been brought to you by Oak Park Place. Live life and live well. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is All About Living with Carol Colby.
Welcome back to our final few minutes with our guest, Katie Workus. She is the 64th Alice in Dairyland for the state of Wisconsin. And on her daily routine of going around the state and the surrounding areas to talk to people about Wisconsin products, she stopped by the All About Living studios to not only talk about them, but you can't believe the display of something special from Wisconsin products that are all over. And we have a big table here. And
I'm filling it up.
430
total companies.
30.
And it continues to change every day. So.
Yes. And you can find a listing of all the Something Special from Wisconsin products on savorwisconsin.com or somethingspecialwi.com, and I will have that posted on carolcolbyradio.com too, as well as this program with Katie, and that will be posted sometime next week. Katie, you before we talk about some more Wisconsin products, one of the roles that you have is to go to the schools around the state of Wisconsin and talk to school children about Wisconsin products and about healthy eating. And what are some of the messages? I know that, for one thing, we've pulled those soda machines out of schools finally, and so we're at least removing those things that are really not part of a healthy daily eating routine.
There's three different programs that we take into the schools. The first is talking about agricultural careers. There's over 400 different careers that people can get involved with and be a part of the agriculture career, whether they're in ag communications and be an ag broadcaster, all the way out to the dairy farmer, and then back into me being a florist or horticulturist, which that's all agriculture. And there's lots of jobs throughout the state of Wisconsin that are involved in those. So,
well, isn't it our number one industry?
That's very much our signature industry. So,
right.
Yes.
$59 billion is generated here in the state of Wisconsin because of agriculture.
And there's lots and lots of jobs out there that are employed because of agriculture. So it's a great thing that we have. That's for middle school and high schools that we talk students that we talk to that about. Another middle school and high school topic we talk about is Think Your Drink, talking about the amount of added sugar in drinks that we choose. Everything from those pops, those big gulp pops that have 37 teaspoons of added sugar in them, and they're talking about the different milks. So white milk has no added sugar into it. And then the chocolate milk, which is one of my personal favorites, has just 2.5 teaspoons of added sugar in it. So thinking about how that's a healthy drink. And because there's those 9 essential nutrients and vitamins in milk and in chocolate milk, we can take those 2 teaspoons of added sugar as well, along with those 9 great vitamins and minerals that we need to survive every single day. And then the third program is one that I spend a lot of time with. I'll do over 7 weeks of classroom visits to 4th grade classrooms, where I'll do 4 or 5 visits in a day. And we're talking about the different products that Wisconsin has. And the program is now called, we're unveiling it actually this year. It's called Growing a Healthy Wisconsin, and it's talking about all the different great products we have, everything from the trout that we have to the Wisconsin cheeses and the carrots and all those things that are so healthy for us that we need to eat, as well as are healthy for Wisconsin's economy as well.
When we think Wisconsin and we have the dairy state on our license, and we think of the cheese and all the awards that the cheese receives, but all the vegetables that are grown here in Wisconsin, and of course we're encouraged to eat those.
Yes, all those great vegetables. We also have those fruits that we have, from the cranberries, the cherries, the apples that we have throughout the state. As you said, the vegetables, we have those great potatoes, the peas, the beans, the carrots. So lots to enjoy throughout the state of Wisconsin. We talk about a variety of those different products that they're grown here in the state of Wisconsin. And the nutrients a lot of times we'll associate with those, like carrots we get the vitamin A from, as well as the milk we get that calcium from. So we'll talk about those different nutrients and talking about where they're grown in the state of Wisconsin as well.
Well, and learning that at a young age, then that establishes those habits and they stay with you for a lifetime.
Yes. The reason they talk about this in the 4th grade classroom is because in the curriculum, that's when we learn about Wisconsin's history. And agriculture is definitely a part of our history. It's part of our present. It's definitely part of our future as well here in the state of Wisconsin. So that's why we get into those 4th grade classrooms and talk about that agriculture.
And when we're celebrating the holidays, Wisconsin products are definitely a part of those too.
They should be.
The celebration. And so you have some more products that we haven't talked about. Let's go through the listing of some of those.
Yeah, we have a couple of great ones. This is one of my favorite names for a product. It's called Bee Barf Honey. So Bee Barf Honey is a great natural sweetener. Honey is a natural sweetener. It's great in tea. I love it on toast. Any place you need a sweetener, pick up some honey like Bee Barf Honey. So that's a great name.
My husband has that every morning on a piece of toast.
Oh, I love it. A little bit of butter in that. We also have another summer sausage. It's actually a jalapeno and cheese summer sausage from Mars Value View Farms, and they're actually a fourth-generation beef farm over in the Mineral Point area. So you can pick up. They also have a meat CSA. So they offer, it's called 4-Meat CSA, and they have 11 pickup sites across southern Wisconsin from Platteville all the way over to Milwaukee.
And the CSA is where you order meat, and then what they have available, they put these packages together.
Yep,
and
they'll
package meat
up something, and you'll get about a monthly supply of meat. Mm-hmm. Once a month, you'll get a supply of meat that'll come out to your farm. And it'll be all some great meat from them as well. We also have another wine. It's called a Snuggly Warm Old World Pomegranate Wine. And the reason it's Snuggly Warm is because it has this great scarf and little knit cap on top of the bottle. And it's from North Leaf Winery, and it's a Old World Pomegranate Wine. It looks adorable.
Morgan keeps looking at all of our products here, but the one that seems to interest him the most, every time you bring out a beer or a wine, I'm all for Wisconsin products.
Well, that Moon Man is
another
one of my
absolute
favorites.
We had mentioned before.
What did you say about
the Moon Man? The Moon Man is one of my absolute favorites.
Is it really?
Well, the Moon Man, yeah, that New Glarus that she has
right,
there.
Right, that
it's
New Glarus
ale.
Beer.
It's really, really good.
Okay, well.
Now we know that.
Now we know.
He might have a Christmas present from Allison Dairyland. We also have another non-food product. It's alpaca socks. And these are actually the alpacas grown just east of Madison here. And then the socks are actually made in Sheboygan. It's one of the places that are left that are using the different making of these socks. So it even has a great alpaca design.
They look so warm.
They're extremely warm. Alpaca socks are extremely warm. I'll even let you feel them. They're very soft, and they're great socks to keep any of your loved one's toes warm throughout the winter here.
That Wisconsin is wonderful all year round. It's just in the wintertime you've got to have clothes that keep you warm.
And that'd be a great gift.
And this
right
is
there.
Perfect. I have to suggest this to those people.
Offbeat Acres. So, and we also have some great pastries. These are actually French pastries from Pierre Ferland, and he is really preserving the art and tradition of French pastry making, usually some of the best and finest ingredients right here in Wisconsin.
And they're all Wisconsin ingredients and French pastries.
So, yeah, a very, very great product from them here. And I think I have a couple things left. We also have from the Wisconsin Innovation Kitchen is a raspberry jalapeno jam. Have you heard of these where they put together the little bit of kick to them with a jalapeno habanero?
Yes.
I love these. This first time I tried this was just about a week or so ago, and it has that nice sweet flavor, but it has a little kick to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it.
If you put cream cheese.
That's what I was just going to say. Put the cream cheese down, put the jam on top. Get some crackers
and it's so colorful and festive.
Yes, it is.
So it's
great.
It's decorative for the holidays as well.
It's great for the season. We also have some extra virgin olive oil and infused sea salts from Renaissance Farms. And my aunt was eyeing those up. When she saw those, she was like, maybe a Christmas present for me. Mm-hmm. So we have some great extra virgin olive oils for those chefs in those family, and also some Zelta herb infused sea salts. So a lot of great gift ideas that are from Wisconsin, and really when you're buying these, as we said before, you're not only giving a great high-quality present, but you're also helping to support our local farmers, the producers, all these great companies, while keeping the money in our local communities and economies. And really, by doing that, you're really helping all of our neighbors and friends.
Well, it's just a wonderful array, and we were talking, you had the hot mustard there, and it brought to mind the horseradish from the Silver Spring farms up in the Eau Claire area.
Yes.
And where I had no idea we were great growers of horseradish here, and that it's actually a root.
Horseradish is a root, exactly, and that Silver Springs Foods is actually the largest grower of horseradish in the world. So another thing we're very proud of here in the state of Wisconsin.
What has really amazed you in the months that you've been Allison Dairyland? What are some of the ahas that you either didn't expect or, oh, wow?
Something I didn't know before being Allison Dairyland, we have great Wisconsin cheese curds. I didn't know they didn't have cheese curds anywhere else anywhere else in the country. And so a lot of people are, when they come to Wisconsin, they're like, ooh, what are these? And they'll try them. They'll be like, oh, these are so great. We don't have them. So that's something I didn't know, because cheese curds are really a staple in my family's refrigerator that we have. So that's something that was interesting that I learned. Some of the great events I've absolutely loved was the Wisconsin State Fair. It was 11 days long of lots of people, lots of great times, educating a more of an urban audience about where their food comes from, and that's from Wisconsin's Great Farms.
Did you stay on the fairgrounds?
Nope, we actually have a hotel off the fairgrounds that we go to, but I was there pretty much from 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. So essentially, I was staying at the fairgrounds.
When I was, Alice, I stayed right on the fairgrounds in the administration building, and upstairs they had some bedrooms, and we stayed right there. Yeah, that was interesting. You know, and you're up very early in the morning and all day long and talking to people and trying to get your daily cream puff in.
Oh, yes, the cream puff. It's an icon of Wisconsin. And what's great about that is actually the cream puff uses the milk, the cream, and the butter is all right here from Wisconsin, as well as the paper products, the napkins and the plates that they're served on are Wisconsin products as well.
Really?
So, yes. So it's not only tastes great, it's also another great Wisconsin product.
And what are your plans after this year?
I'm very excited to go back to my hometown. I'll be involved in I want to continue to be a 4-H swine leader like I have been, continuing to be on the Market Animal Livestock Show and Sale Committee, as well as to really get involved in the community, help to continue to promote agriculture in our area. Marathon County is a very big dairy county. We said before we had that ginseng. And then I'm also excited to teach and to coach cross country and talk about chocolate milk is actually the ultimate sports recovery beverage. So continue to promote the dairy industry and eat those great Wisconsin products.
Well, just from my own personal experience, this year as Alice and Darren will be part of who you are the rest of your life. And it was just so rewarding from my perspective. And I am just delighted to have you here as a guest. And I look forward to meeting all of the Alices. And we have quite a sorority. We do get together and we stay close and connected. So I imagine that over the years, you and I will continue to continue the relationship that we've established today.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to that, and meeting many of the past Alices is definitely something that's always a pleasure in your role as Alice. You never know where you're going to meet them. Like in this interview today, I knew you were a past Alice, but when you're at various events, somebody will just walk up and I was this Alice in Dairyland, and you're like, oh, very nice to meet you.
Well, thank you. Katie Work at 64th Alice in Dairyland here with the Something Special from Wisconsin Products. Available on SavorWisconsin.com or SomethingSpecialWI.com. And that will be posted also next week on CarolCobyRadio.com. This segment of our program has been brought to you by Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care, the Life Celebration Center. Thank you, Katie Workus. Thank you, Morgan Welk. Thank you for listening to our program. Now go out and have a great rest of the weekend.